everyone. This is Authors on the Air, and I'm your host, Pam Stack. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Welcome to Superstar Wednesday. I have three new guests to go ahead and introduce you to. But first, I want to tell you about book releases for this week. Pamela Koppler has released her second book, Downright Dead. It's a cozy mystery. Lots of fun reading Pamela's books. There is a new book called The Black Car Business, edited by Lawrence Kelter and Chris Radigan from Down and Out Books. Oh, I'm sorry. That's from Lawrence Kelter. And then Chris Radigan and Ron Earl Phillips with Down and Out Books created Deadlines, a tribute to William Wallace, who was just a spectacular writer. Terrence McCauley's new book, When the Bullets Fly, is out today. Rebecca Zanetti released Hidden. Carolyn Brown, Mi Caro Mia, released Cowboy Honor. Nancy Nagel, Sweet Tea and Secrets. She'll be on Your Book Garden with Tina Sesetic later on in the year. And Trisha Tyler released Dark Water. My guest today is a fairly new author, probably new to you. Her name is Kamaya Tarpley. She has written a new book called Lavender. She writes in themes of dark fantasy, sometimes paranormal, whatever strikes her fancy. I'm really excited that she's with me today. I can't wait for you to meet her. Kamaya, welcome to Authors on the Air. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you so much for being my guest today. It's wonderful to speak to you. I'm hoping that I can adequately cover all the different books that you write, because you certainly are multi-genre. When did you first start writing? Because in the green room, we were talking about you originally were in fashion college, and but then you decided you wanted to become a writer. Have you always been a big reader and writer?
You know, yes. Sometimes when I was like younger, my mom and I would spend time together, like going to the library. So I've always been a big reader, you know, and I've always written. However, I didn't decide to take it, you know, seriously and professionally until about a few years ago when I was trying to decide where to go with my life. The one thing I've always been like good at and always been consistent at. So I decided to pursue it.
You have, is it 6 or 7 books out now? 7 or 8 books that you've written?
It's 7. I'm almost on 8.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm so impressed that you've been writing for just a few years now. It's like 2 years, right? And you have really cranked out some books. How do you get your ideas that make you so prolific?
You know, I'm honestly just crazy in the head. No, I just have things just come to me.
Most writers are, so.
it'll just come out of nowhere. Like, for example, with Lavender, like, it just came from a Shakira song. It came out of nowhere, and I just had to build off that.
How interesting. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Of course, yeah. Shakira has a song called Empire. The way the beat goes, you know, the song has nothing to do with, you know, Lavender itself, the beat goes and the octaves and everything. It just, you know, it's for me, Lavender ends up being kind of like an evolution of oneself, and just that's the way that beat really clocked into my skull.
It's really interesting. I want to read a little bit of the synopsis for Lavender too, so
yes,
listeners will understand what you're talking about. It is a tale of rebirth and the invention of one's true identity, strategically placed in a dark fantasy setting. Lavender is a young fairy who is instructed by her seeker, Naeem, to carry out the 5 phases of her life. In order to complete each phase and create a separate story, Lavender is forced to kill her influencers. With every kill comes a new power for the strong-willed fairy to possess, preparing her for the powerful position she must acquire in her final phase. You write dark fantasy. This is really dark stuff. This isn't happy fairies tapping someone on the ear just for kicks and grins. So are your other books, the other 8 books that you have already published, in the same vein?
You know, they're a little different. Like, two of them are military romances. You know, I do have a thriller, and the remainder actually would be dark fantasies. I have a mermaid thriller, one about a, you know, succubus. I, you know, dark fantasies basically the one I'm focusing on the most, but I have a couple of the genres in there.
What is Sugar-Coated Savages?
Sugar-Coated Savages is actually a thriller. It's about two women. They're actually human, and, you know, it's actually a personal, it's very personal to myself. The dedication is very personal to myself as well. There's just a lot of parents who kind of abandon their children, unfortunately, and whether it's one or both. And I kind of wanted to put a twist on, instead of forgiveness, let's go for revenge. You know, not that I'm saying that someone should actually act on it, but Sugar-Coated Savages is basically, like, the title is, you know, they are savages because they are killing people who don't show up for their kids, but it's sugar-coated because you kind of are like, I kind of get why they feel the way they feel.
Sure. Now, let's talk a little bit about you, because you said it's kind of, you know, very personal to you. In your bio, you said that you and your mom picked up, while you were originally from New York, you picked up and moved to Las Vegas, and it was quite a culture shock for you. But your mom's been really supportive of your creative writing and so on, but you did start off in fashion school, did you not?
I did, absolutely, my first year of college.
And then your other creative side came out, and you have writing, and so that's what you decided to pursue. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Now, you said in the green room that you also, you work a regular job, but you work in the evening, so that gives you daytime to write, I'm assuming. Is that true?
Yes, I do have a lot of time to, you know, get things done and think with a clear head.
So tell me how you get ready and prepared to write a book.
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, with my first couple books, I was a little more like, I definitely don't want to say reckless, but I was a little more like, let me just get to the story. But now that,
right,
you know, I've written a few books, I've gotten used to it. Now I make actually an outline. I write every single character down. I write where I want them to be from. I have a little synopsis that I build on at the top, and, you know, I do change it because, you know, I change my mind on things very often when I'm writing
a
story.
Well, changes too, I'm sure, as you're writing. So that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have everything kind of mapped out in front of you until you sit down to write the actual story. But you know who your characters are, correct?
Exactly. I want them to be consistent. And for myself, I want to be organized. I don't want to say a character has brown eyes and later say they have green eyes. I want the reader to, you know, understand the consistency and be able to, you know, picture this one character throughout the entire novel.
How did you learn to write?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, I kind of just learned by reading, to be honest, and watching movies. I know that sounds so weird, but I'm a huge movie person,
though.
And for the way I like to read is I like my books to get to the point. And
I understand.
That's how I write as well. And, you know, I really love movies. I love, you know, the action and the detail that goes into everything with a movie. So, you know, I take elements from that. I take elements from really detailed books that I write and that are really, you know, good at, you know, developing a really solid plot. And I apply that to myself. So I wouldn't say I have formal training in writing. I never took any, you know, serious courses in that. But I just kind of learned on my own.
Well, it sounds like the way most all the big authors I've ever spoken to say, they tell me that if you don't read, you can't write, and that you learn to write by reading other writers. And also, you know, those who have been script writers for film say that's a really good foundation too, because you, like you said, getting to the point. Yes, you need background and everything else, but you don't need to drag it on. You need to get to the story. So
of course,
when you are starting to write, Do you create your characters first based around a story idea, or do you have a story and then create your characters?
Everything kind of melds into one. Like, I guess if I really had to choose, it would be, you know, the story first and then the characters. But for me,
mm-hmm.
the story does involve the formation of the characters as well. So it's all like, okay, here's what the general idea I want to be like, but I want my characters to be, you know, either evil or cruel or sweet and kind, you know what I mean, to really add into that plot. So it's kind of both, everything in one.
Well, no, I get that. Are you a very disciplined writer? In other words, do you work every single day, you know, until you have a word count or a page count or a chapter, or do you work to and fit it into your schedule? Or are you dedicated, or are you kind of when it strikes, then you write?
I mean, I don't know if I would use the word dedicated to describe that, because I'm always very dedicated to my project. But as
sure.
far as setting like a word count or page count or something, that's not something that I do, because I feel like you can't tell a story properly if it does not come from the heart. And
mm-hmm.
so I have to, you know, if I do sit down, I decide to write, you know, I'm like, okay, let me get a couple pages out, possibly a chapter, but let me write until my heart feels like I need to stop. You know, I do try to write as much as I can, you know, at least 5 times a week. But, you know, if I don't feel like it, then I'm not going to write it, because it's not going to be good content for you guys. I want you guys to understand
sure.
what I'm feeling when I'm writing.
That makes sense. It makes perfect. You know, you're saying everything anybody who's been at the top of the charts has been telling me. And so that's a really nice thing to hear, that, you know, you really actually are a very disciplined writer if that's what you're doing. When you edit your work, do you edit it as you go along? In other words, today you've written whatever you've written. Tomorrow you go back and read it, edit it, and then go on. Or do you wait until the story's done?
Generally, and as far as like grammatically, I do edit at the end. But as
mm-hmm.
far as the actual story itself, I'm like, oh my gosh, I sounded so stupid. Let me go back and change it. I can do that, you know, on the daily. Like, you know, I do try and edit as it go, as far as, you know, plot lines, things that make sense, things that
sure.
don't make sense, things that sound idiotic, because sometimes you just want to change something that sounds so bad.
Sure.
But, you know, overall, I do wait until the end.
Very good. You told me something interesting. You said you photograph all your book covers on your own.
Yeah.
So is photography a hobby of yours also?
Actually, no. I never take pictures of things very often. I just felt like, you know, if I'm going to be the one to self-publish, I also want to be the one to learn how to do things in regard to the full experience. So, you know, I do take pictures with my camera, and I do have an editing tool that I use. I just wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just wanted to learn how to do that. And also, that is a part of being, you know, generally a person who enjoys creative things. You know, controlling,
sure.
you know, getting the model set up, getting their outfits, you know, putting all of that together. I find that enjoyable, actually.
Yeah, it is part of the creative process, for sure. I think that's magnificent and good for you. You know, you are
Thank
taking
you.
Control of everything that way, for sure. You know, you are, you are owning everything that you're doing. So I think that's terrific. You do a lot of YouTube videos, don't you? Book trailers?
I do. I actually do. I do book reviews.
That is pretty cool. Who do you do any others besides your own books, or you review other books on YouTube? Tell me about your YouTube channel.
Yes. With my YouTube channel, it's Kamaya Tarpley Author. And I really just review books I get at the library. Like, I'll just go to our library and, you know, it's kind of a thrift store. So I'll just pick up some books that, you know, even if I've never heard of the author or the title, you know, I'll get it, I'll read it, and I'll review it. And I also actually have other authors send me their books, like self-published authors. I know a lot of people don't like reviewing self-published authors. So, you know, I really enjoy, as long as someone has a book to sell. I enjoy reading it and I enjoy reviewing it. We all need a chance, you know?
Sure. Absolutely. So do you do a little movie of yourself reviewing the book, or how does it work on your YouTube channel? Because I did not look at it. So tell me about it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What was that?
When you're on YouTube, you video yourself talking about the books that you're reading?
That's a good question. I mean, yeah.
So if I go to your YouTube channel, what am I going to see? I'm going to see you reviewing a book, talking about a
yes.
book.
Yes.
And I'll
you're
see your
see
book trailers
reviewing.
Also?
Absolutely. You'll see my book trailers. You'll see me reviewing books. You'll see all of that. You'll actually see a couple other videos as well. Sometimes I do post a couple of personal videos. You know, just I don't want to just be a person talking at people. And sometimes, like, I have a video of, you know, my trip from Paris to Dublin, travel trips, or, you know, just a video about my styles and stuff so people can get to know me a little bit more. But it's mostly book reviews.
So maybe you're like a movie director too, or a script writer in the making. You think?
You never know. If it pays well, sure.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about you, Kamaya. What do you like to do in your spare time? Sounds like you're pretty busy all the time, but what do you like to do?
You know, I mean, obviously, aside from read, I really like to lay down and watch television. And I know how that sounds, and a lot of people don't say that.
I mean,
they like to lay down and watch television.
Everybody
says
it's a great time for television. Everybody says it's a great time for television. What do you like to watch?
I truly love it. I love reality shows, even though we all know they aren't real, but, you know, I do love them. And, you know, I think there's a couple shows like The Originals. The Originals is actually a beautiful show. Like, I did not give it a chance at first, but the way it's written, it's just incredible the way that it's written. I would really recommend anybody give it a chance.
Okay. And do you still sew, even though you're not in fashion school anymore?
I do. I've actually just recently picked it back up. I haven't really sewed very, you know, often. Like, sometimes I'll hem a couple things because I'm very short. So I have to hem things pretty often. But, you know, as far as making, like, full garments, I've recently picked that up. Like, I made a kimono and a couple shirts, you know, recently. I definitely think I want to keep going with that.
Wow. I can just see you making costumes for your characters. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about your family.
Yes. So I have a very small family. I have my mom, and I also have, you know, my little brother, who I, you know, mentioned on my website. And, you know, we have, you know, my uncle and his wife and my grandma on her side. And then I, you know, talk to my sister
all
my aunt on my father's side.
All of you live in Las Vegas?
I live
in
Las Vegas. My mom
does?
And my brother do. Everyone lives on the East Coast, actually, everyone else.
That was a big change for you.
In regards to moving?
Yeah.
The culture shock was so different because, I mean, in New York, obviously, you have every type of color, religion, everything.
Right.
Just Nevada is just a little more condensed, you know, it's a little more, like, generalized and, you know, who's around. But, you know, it is nice. It is a change in the fact that the roads, first of all, there's no double parking, and that's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I don't think anyone who's come from New York to Vegas has a complaint in that, you know, sector.
That's good. You're not near the strip, are you? All the casinos?
Not at all. Not at
because
all. It's been actually my goal to stay away from it.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that Las Vegas is really spread out. There's a huge local population there. I mean, yes, it is a tourist city, obviously, but there's just so much residential. I mean, the town is growing and growing and growing, isn't it?
Yes, it's huge, and I'm kind of like, stop moving here. We've had it. We're full.
You're spoiled now. You're spoiled for a smaller town versus being in New York.
Yes, absolutely.
So what I'd like you to do is tell everyone where we can find you on the web and in social media, please.
Of course, I am everywhere. I have a website, kamayatarpley.com. I'm very, very active on Instagram. That's Kamaya X Tarpley. Unfortunately, I had to add that X because someone impersonated me at the beginning of my career, so I couldn't use my actual just
Oh,
full name. I know.
no.
I also have a Facebook, Kamaya Tarpley Authors page, and a Twitter at Kamaya Tarpley.
Wonderful. So, what's next for you? You said you have another book in the works. Is this another standalone or is it a series character?
That's such a good question because I'm really debating that. I do have another book coming out next month, October, but I feel like it can be, sequel. I can make a prequel if I want to. I'm just not 100% sure that's going to be the direction I go, since I can go that direction with other books as well. But so far, it's going to be a standalone as far as I'm concerned at the moment.
Good. Good. Well, I'm sure you're going to do great, whatever you decide to do. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I know you're very busy, you have a lot going on, but thank you for being my guest today. And by the way, happy birthday to you. I hope that you have
Thank
so much
you.
fun and lots of little wonderful surprises surround you, and that your next book just blasts into the atmosphere. Thank you for being with me, Kamaya. I really have enjoyed talking to you.
That was literally the kindest statement, and I'm carrying it for the rest of the day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I really appreciate you taking the time to, interview me as well, because you absolutely don't have to do this with myself or other authors. But you do, and I'm sure myself and everyone else really appreciates it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, it's just been a joy talking to you, and I wish you every success. Keep me posted on how you're doing, and maybe we'll come back to it again. How about that?
That sounds fabulous to me. Thank
Have a great day, Kamaya, and enjoy your birthday. Thank
you so
you.
much. You as well.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And that's my show for right now. I'll be back at 5 o'clock with my next guest, Paul Marks. Talk to you later, and thank you, Mom and Dad.